Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Future of Talk Radio. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. I really am impressed with Matthew. I've got to tell you, ever since I talked with him the first time, I knew the man knew his subject. And he has really fought to have a silica business. And there's a need and a reason why people should be taking silica. So I just am so glad that he also donated those 24 bottles. So if you're a vet out there and you can pay the $10 shipping cost, because the Power Hour just right now is not able to do that, then call the Power Hour and ask for Noel at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And just to update you, I wanted to let you know that Senator Lindsey Graham is now calling for 10,000 troops to be sent to Iraq. Here we go again. War number three. And you know Senator Lindsey Graham's given the job of getting the people ready and getting everybody to accept the fact that we must have another war in Iraq, because we lost all those other troops. And if we don't go back, like Phil from Florida said, and finish the dirty deed over there, then they will have died in vain. What are we thinking? Go kill more people to justify the previous deaths. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It just breaks my heart to see that we've got more people to kill. And that's just like Ima said this morning. Ima said, I don't care if Hillary answers any questions or not. I'll probably vote for her, or I may vote for her. All I care about is she goes and kills more people. That was his statement, listeners. That was his statement. Unbelievable. Okay, also, you will be receiving the brochure on the villa. It's a gorgeous brochure. They just finished in putting it all together so that you can see all about the facility, what goes on there, what people do, all that. It really is very impressive. And to all of you that are going to be attending, I can hardly wait to meet you August 2nd through the 8th, because it's going to be an amazing time. It is going to be so much fun in getting to know these Power Hour people, and also getting to know Dr. Gary Null and Luann, who is the nurse, one of the nurses that will be there. She's not a traditional nurse any longer, believe me. She is not a traditional nurse. She is into alternative medicine. But we're going to have the best food you can imagine. I mean, the absolute best food that you can imagine. And we're just so happy to be able to join all of you on this and have a wonderful, wonderful time. So it'll be August 2nd to the 8th. And the cost now has gone up, but it was $2,000 to the ones that I talked to. $2,000 for the week. And that includes an awful lot of activities. And just be aware that that those activities will keep you busy most of the time. You're not going to have a lot of time that you can spend doing anything else, because it's an all day thing, and you'll have just enough time to sleep, really. In this next hour, we're going to be talking to Linda Jordan of the Birther Report, and she's going to join us to talk about the murder of, she says, or the death of Loretta Fuddy. Who is she? Why is that a problem? And what are the red flags? So we'll talk to Linda Jordan in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, Stephanie Sledge on the Jared Lee Loeffner case. Whatever happened to Jared Lee Loeffner? And then holistic physician Dr. Lawrence Wilson will join us to talk about near-infrared saunas. It's going to be a fascinating discussion. I have a far infrared and I have a near infrared, and they're kind of used for two different things. I happen to love both of them, to tell you the truth. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Linda Jordan of the birtherreport.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm so glad that you're joining us today, and you're going to be glad you joined also. We're going to talk to Linda Jordan. She's a researcher out of Seattle, Washington. In 2011, she is the one who ran the SSN, the Social Security number, that Barack Obama used on his 2010 tax return. She ran it through the government at the E-Verify system, and she discovered that the Social Security number had been flagged with a special indicator code for fraud. It was not Obama's Social Security number. And since then, she's continued to work to expose Obama's use of forged identity documents, his fake ID that he used to get on the ballot and in the White House. And she is the owner of the We the People TV at ObamaFakeID.com. Obama's, plural, ObamaFakeID.com. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. I love these issues when somebody says, something smells bad here. I don't like what I'm seeing. My BS detector is going off. And then they follow through and do the homework like you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what happened with me. For your listeners, those who may not know, Loretta Fetty was the director, public health director for the state of Hawaii. And she is the woman who stepped into a vault and purportedly came out with Barack Obama's original birth certificate. She says she photocopied it and gave him a paper copy of it, which he says he put on the White House website. And we all know that that image is an abject forgery, and has been proven over and over again to be a forged PDF file. It never existed in paper form. So it makes Loretta Fuddy a very central character in Barack Obama's forged birth certificate. What did she hand off to Obama? Because it certainly wasn't an original birth certificate from Hawaii. So, or at least not what he's showing. So, you know, she was on my radar, and about 2 years after she gave Obama his purported birth certificate, she was in a small plane that was forced to do an ocean ditching off of Kalaupapa in Hawaii. And there were 9 people on board, and everyone made it out of the plane fine. Everyone was in their life jackets, floating in the water. They were rescued within an hour. The water was relatively warm, calm seas, and Fuddy ended up dying, and she was the only fatality. And people were shocked that she died because she had been fine. For about the first 25 minutes after the plane landed in the water, the group of 9 people stayed together. But then when the plane began to sink, they decided they should push away from the plane, and they started to drift off in groups of 2. One man swam ashore. And so as near as I can narrow it down, there was an 18-minute window from the last time the group saw Fuddy alive. She floated off with her deputy director, Keith Yamamoto, and was dead 18 minutes later. Now, we don't know how she died, you know, from the eyewitness account of Keith Yamamoto, because he has never to this day been interviewed by the police.
Interesting. So this was not a crash landing. This was a water landing.
Yeah, it was a water ocean ditching. It was a pristine, beautiful landing. The pilot was incredible. And it's all captured on video, too. One of the passengers had it on video. And I've interviewed one of the passengers extensively. So, you know, we don't know. All we know is that Keith Yamamoto says that she became unresponsive, but this is a secondhand account because he's never been interviewed. And that's really incredible that the last person to see her alive, the only person to witness her death, was never interviewed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of accidental death in Hawaii, as I'm sure with most states, is supposed to be investigated. You have to figure out how did this person die. And Hawaii has refused to do that with Loretta Fuddy. And so I started to investigate it and came up with, like you said, a lot of red flags. The most incredible are, you know, the records are supposed to provide an accurate picture of things that happen, like the Coast Guard record, the Maui Police Department record, the fire department. I've combed through all of those records, and they have Loretta Fuddy dying 3 different ways.
Hmm.
First from internal injuries, then from drowning, and then from cardiac arrhythmia, and in 4 different places, in the fuselage of the plane, in the wreckage, in the water, and on the island of Molokai. That in and of itself calls for some reckoning. You can't just have that out there and not clean it up and figure out exactly what happened and when.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What are the red flags other than 3 different causes of death, dying 18 minutes after leaving the plane, and, you know, the fact that she had given the president the birth certificate, the original? What do you think would be the reason they would need to eliminate her, if somebody did? I'm only saying hypothetically if.
Right. I mean, I have, I think what I've done, my research has clearly shown that an investigation needs to be completed concerning her death. I don't know, you know, I don't know if she was murdered, but I know that somebody's covering up something about the way that she died.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact. I have the Maui medical examiner I interviewed her, and the original cause of death for Loretta Fuddy was drowning. Now, that is not an easy cause of death to make. You would think it'd be easy, but it isn't. So, particularly in light of the eyewitness accounts, all the eyewitnesses say that Loretta Fuddy had a life jacket on. The Coast Guard say they found her in a life jacket floating. So, and nobody saw her struggling to breathe or with her head underwater. So how did she drown? Obviously, the evidence of drowning that the medical examiner found in her body was so strong that it outweighed eyewitness accounts that would have led a medical examiner to not come up with a conclusion of drowning. Mm-hmm. And yet she did that anyway. I discovered later that the drowning cause of death was changed the very same day it was made without any new evidence on a coroner's inquest report, and it was changed to cardiac arrhythmia, which is virtually impossible to diagnose by autopsy. Mm-hmm. And when I discovered that, I interviewed the medical examiner and the deputy coroner for the Maui Police Department, trying to nail down when was this change to the cause of death made. And the medical examiner told me that she did not conclude that Fuddy died from cardiac arrhythmia until 3 weeks to a month after the autopsy, and that it was based on new evidence. And so that begged the question, well, I have a coroner's inquest report signed the day of the autopsy that says she died from cardiac arrhythmia. How could that be? The medical examiner says she has no idea. This was signed by the deputy coroner, who's a Maui Police Department detective, Jamie Winfrey. So I asked Jamie Winfrey, how did you know that the cause of death was cardiac arrhythmia 3 weeks to a month before the medical examiner even discovered it, according to her testimony? And I never heard back from the detective.
What have you talked to the family members that might have a concern or a stake in this issue as to the cause of death?
Well, you know what? Yes, I did talk to Louis Fuddy, Loretta's brother, who has filed a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the engine and the plane and against the company that was operating the plane that she was in. But this was before I discovered this other evidence about the drowning, being switched to cardiac arrhythmia, et cetera. I did ask her brother, because he had said that she had no history of heart trouble. And I asked him if it bothered him that that they were saying she died of cardiac arrhythmia, in spite of the fact that she had no history of heart trouble or cardiac arrhythmia. And he, at first, was upset about it, and it didn't seem to fit. But then, rather quickly, he changed his tune, and he just said, well, airplane crashes are scary and anything can happen, and she just was very frightened or something. So, and then he filed a lawsuit. So I have not had a chance to touch base with him. Again, I have continued to stay in touch with one other passenger, and there just are so many things that need to be cleared up concerning her death. And you know, it's very clear to me that her connection to Barack Obama's birth certificate absolutely has something to do with why it's not being looked at.
Okay, well, let's look at the nexus of that then, because let's say she was killed. Let's say there was a homicide involved in her death. Mm-hmm. What would be the purpose after that had already been released to Obama? What would be the purpose in taking her life, do you think?
Well, she was the only person to have seen the original birth certificate purportedly and to have handed it off to Obama's lawyer. She had been named in an affidavit about 3 weeks before she died. A fellow had filed a case asking that she be brought before a grand jury and questioned about her involvement with the forged birth certificate.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, we got to go to this break. We got a four-minute break. We'll be back with our guest, Linda Jordan, after this four-minute break, and we'll give you all the websites. We'll go to the guest page at thepowerhour.com, and you can see the websites and contact information. We'll be back. 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting, thank you for being part of this today. And to Linda Jordan for the research that she has done on Obama's fraudulent Social Security card. we were talking about Loretta Fuddy and the relationship she had to the case and the sad, untimely death of hers. Let's talk about the Social Security number itself, because you did a lot of research on this, finding out that even, as you told me during the break, he could not even get Obamacare because of a fraudulent Social Security number. I mean, how can anybody in their right mind believe that you can use a fraudulent Social Security card and not be found out?
Well, I mean, for Obama, clearly he can get away with it. He's been found out, but he's still getting away with it. And in
right.
fact, the woman who first discovered that he was using someone else's Social Security number was a private investigator out of Ohio named Susan Daniels. And she had been asked and actually hired by someone to investigate Obama back in 2008. And she discovered that he was using someone else's Social Security number. It was a Social Security number that had been issued out of Connecticut in March 1977. At that time, Obama was a 15-year-old living in Hawaii. Now, you know that Social Security numbers are issued and identified by states, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first three numbers in your Social Security number will tell people where you were living or what address you were using at the time you applied for your Social Security number. So there's, you know, right there, when people are looking at fraud and tracking fraud, that's a big red flag. Somebody who has a Social Security number from a state that they've never lived in or don't live in. So here you have a 15-year-old using a Connecticut Social Security number when, by his account, he should have had a Hawaii Social Security number, which he did mm-hmm. not. So I was trying to figure out how can I support the work that she did and get it confirmed by a government agency that this is a fraudulent Social Security number. And I was familiar with the E-Verify program. And E-Verify is used by employers. It's run by Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration. Employers sign up with it. They put in their employee's Social Security number in order to determine if they're legal to work in the United States. And the primary way that you do this is to verify the Social Security number. So I decided I was one of Obama's employers, and I registered with E-Verify, and I put in his data. And it came back that flagged with a special indicator code for fraud.
Wow.
So the government, the Homeland Security, Social Security Administration know that the number that he's using is fraudulent. And that's why when he tried to register, it was a big public relations mess. He tried to register for Obamacare. He couldn't. His staff could not get him registered because he's using a phony Social Security number.
Does he need Obamacare, honestly? I mean, don't they have a special program, therefore you are exempt from all the things that all the little peons have to do?
Right, right. Well, he was just trying to show how easy it was to register or something, but it failed. And I, you know, it's just over and over and over again, his fake documents
mm-hmm.
Are just so blatant. The use of them, I just, for the life of me, I can't understand why he's not being prosecuted for using fake ID.
I know. What other ID, what other documents has he falsified?
Well, you've got the birth certificate, and then you have a Social Security number, and you also have his Selective Service registration card, which was forged. And, you know, it's interesting. Obama has been represented by a very prestigious law firm called Perkins Coie, and they have used a document expert out of Hawaii for several of their cases involving forged documents. And that document expert, I think his name is Reed Davis, looked at Obama's birth certificate on the White House website and said that without a doubt it is the worst forgery he's seen in his career.
There's got to be some reason why they do all this stuff in plain sight and do it the worst possible way, because people are going to figure it out. But it's almost as if they don't care because they know they're going to get away with it. It's almost like in your face. Too bad.
Right.
So sad. All right, we're going to go to this three-minute break. I would like to open up the phone lines for those of you out there. We're going to talk about his bar card, his bar license, if you will. But I'd like to open up the phone lines. If you would like to talk to Linda, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour, thank you for supporting the Power Mall. It is so important that we have your support to stay on the air because we don't take any money from anyone for commercials because we believe in doing the next right and honorable thing by telling you the truth. So that's why we encourage you to purchase things like Topperson. If you want a pain reliever that will actually heal that area, it's homeopathic. It's called Topperson, available at the Power Mall. Miracle 2 soap, the absolute best soap I have ever seen. I put my name there to support it, and I believe in it so very much. Miracle 2 is 20% off on the soap, the neutralizer, the laundry, and dryer balls, and they are absolutely excellent. Healing Spices, the book by Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal, on sale for $22.46. It's a hardback book. He is an MD Anderson professor. And boy, I'll tell you what, he is on it about curcumin. So remember the shipping special we've got only for this week, $10 for orders up to $500. free for orders over $500. We're talking to Linda Jordan today, but please give us a call at 877-817-9829 or 573-378-6049. Linda Jordan has done a tremendous amount of research on the subject of the Obamas. Now, I just saw where Michelle Obama went to Princeton University, graduated from Harvard Law School, married her beloved husband in about 1992, and had children, Malia in 98 and Natasha in 2001. Have you looked into their marriage and birth certificates, and do we know that they really did what they say they did?
No, I haven't looked into those. I did look into their law license. Mm-hmm. They were purportedly both members of the Illinois State Bar Association. And you can go to the Supreme Court website in Illinois and look up their registration. Before you take the bar exam, you have to register with the Supreme Court there. And so I did that. And it's interesting that, well, one, both of them have lost their law licenses. They can no longer practice.
Now, have they lost them, or did they surrender them?
They surrendered them.
Okay.
And I, looking at the history of how they handle discipline in Illinois, it's kind of like, you know, surrender your license or we're going to penalize you somehow or something's going to happen. And so a lot of attorneys will just surrender their license rather than fight it. So, but it was interesting that on the forms that Obama purportedly filled out to take the bar exam, it asked point blank if you've ever been known by any other name. And he said no. And we all know that he was known by Barry
Sotoro.
Obama, Barry Sotoro,
mm-hmm.
for many years, and yet he said he hadn't been known by any other name. So it's just, you know, the only thing I know about Barack Obama is that he doesn't tell the truth. That's been
right.
proven. And I know that he's using fake ID. That's been proven. Nothing else that comes out of his mouth, you always have to have purportedly in front of anything that he says, because he tells so many lies. He fabricates everything, his life story, you know, his education, who he is, everything's been fabricated.
Have you contacted the FBI, Secret Service, any of the law enforcement organizations and asked them for their response on this?
Yes. Oh, yeah, many times.
And what is their response?
The latest one was the Hawaii Attorney General and the Maui County Prosecuting Attorney. I gave them my research on Loretta Fuddy's death, and I said that, you know, this death has never been investigated. Even the Hawaii law requires you to do so. And the man who saw her die has never been interviewed, and that there's something wrong here. I gave them all the evidence, and they both responded very curtly and said that they'd talked to the Maui Police Department, and they were satisfied with their answers and that they were not going to take it any further.
Interesting. Really interesting. Okay, let me go to some calls here. We got a bunch of callers. Let's go to Annette in West Virginia first. Annette in West Virginia, you're on the air with Linda Jordan. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Do you have the birth certificate from British Protectorate of Kenya? It's certificate number 32018.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I got that very early in 2008, and well, I've got a copy, but I can't get it to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could mail it to her. Maybe you could mail it to her.
that's my problem. I don't want to go into that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then that doesn't serve any purpose then, she doesn't have the...
Yes, it does, because others have it. That's how I got it.
Okay.
I got it from the people that put out their very startling information about his origins died right after that. They because of my concussion, I'm in bed here. But I have his... the Idaho...
You know, I've heard about that birth certificate. I haven't seen it, and I can't talk about the authenticity of it. I just know that the birth certificate image on the White House website is forged. I know that for a fact.
All right. Okay, thank you very much, Annette, in West Virginia. I understand. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air with Linda Jordan. Go ahead, please.
Hello, ladies.
Hi there.
Two quick points. One, I can appreciate the thought of him possibly going and trying to putting in for the Affordable Care Act, even though he has his own health care coverage there in D.C. to start off with. But the on top of that, the birth certificate that was purportedly put out by the White House when there was such a big hoopla over and questioning about it, when I looked at that, it's obviously fraudulent, not so much because of things being improperly entered on it, but because of what's missing. If it was actually from Hawaii, just like any other state in the U.S., there would be an embossed state seal as well as a stamp seal of the state of which the point of origin came from. The one that they presented has neither. Have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, anything you want to add to that, Linda, before we go to the next call?
Well, Sheriff Joe Arpaio did a study of that birth certificate image and had experts really break it apart. And there are like 13 different layers to it. You can pick up and move a part of a signature, the registrant seal. You can move things around on it independently, which just clearly shows it was fabricated in the computer.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Mark.
Yeah, I'll try to make it as short as I can. I'm also laying in bed, but I don't have a concussion. That was funny. Joyce,
that's
really
not funny that she's got a concussion.
No, I mean, the way she said it was...
I know, bless her heart. But go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
First of all, Joyce, it's great to hear you back on the air, and I missed you.
Thank you.
And Ms. Jordan, I just Googled your name. I looked at a Western journalist, whatever, journalism. I know you've paid a high price for what you're doing, and I don't have anything so much to add as much as please continue and keep this up, because I've looked into the background of this. I hate this term, a Manchurian candidate, but it was
right.
So perfect for the powers that be to put this guy in office. Everything he's doing, we know that he's a radical Muslim. You know, there was a talk show host, he passed away a few years back. He was in here in New York, a great old-timer. Joyce, you may have heard of him, Bob Grant. Yeah, he was a gigantic on a radio station here in New York. And he mentioned he couldn't stand Obama. But like Joyce and other radio personalities, I listened. He called Obama the first sultan. I mean, it's just amazing. He is not what he pretends to be. We know it's a fake, a phony, and a fraud, which is another term that Bob Grant used. I just want to encourage you to continue. I know you suffered for what you try to do. You get the truth out. I read about everything from his mom being named Stanley, all the crap that she went through, what a radical she was, Frank Marshall Davis. We know who his father really was. He's so conflicted, and it's so disheartening to have such a dysfunctional person as the president of the United States. I'm just sad for my country. If nothing else, I could talk till the day it ends, but continue what you're doing. And some of us out here, they call us the fringe, and it's not. We're just trying to right the ship, and I thank you for what you do. And thanks, Joe.
Oh, you are welcome. And yes, I tried to stop Obama from being put on the ballot here in Washington State because he was using fake ID to qualify for the ballot. So it made sense to me to file a lawsuit against him for that. And I was penalized $13,000 for filing the lawsuit. And thankfully, some people on the Internet started a website and raised money So my husband and I did not have to pay that fine, but this is how far these people go to try and stop anyone from looking into really who Barack Obama is.
Amazing, amazing. Let's go to Cecil in Tennessee. Cecil in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Linda Jordan.
Yes, ma'am. Was there residue of thermite or other explosive on the Pratt & Whitney engine of the plane that went down? was there water in the decedent's lungs indicating drowning or not? And
Hang on just a second. Let's get to one of the questions. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, there was obviously strong indicators of drowning because the medical examiner made that finding. That was her first cause of death finding, and that was not changed until about a month after the autopsy when she unexplainably changed it to cardiac arrhythmia.
Okay, and your second question, Cecil? Thermite?
Was there evidence of thermite or other residue of explosive incendiary material on the Pratt & Whitney engine?
On the turbine blades, yeah, I think I know what you're getting at. The NTSB report has not been released yet. The information I got was from the FAA, kind of through the back door. It was a public record, but they did have information in there about the turbine blades being melted, and my interviews with people on the plane say that there was no evidence of smoke, not even the smell of smoke. There was no fire, and yet the FAA talks about the turbine blades being melted from the intense fire. So that's very confusing to me. I'm wondering what's going on with that.
Very good. Thank you very much, Cecil, for the phone call. Let's go to Winnie in Tennessee. Winnie, you're on the air with Linda Jordan. Go ahead, please.
It's Wayne.
Wayne, oops. Go ahead, please, Wayne.
It's okay. You can call me Winnie. I really appreciate all the work you've done, but I think the real question that we should be asking is why are our congressional representatives not asking these questions? Who has shut them up, and why have they condoned this activity?
Good that's point. The big good question. Question. Yes,
absolutely. That's a question I've had for many years now, and it's very disheartening. It makes me feel like sometimes it makes me feel hopeless that this can happen, and people who have the responsibility to stop something like this from happening have done nothing. But you know, then I wake up and it's another day, and I just think, okay, it's up to we the people.
Well, I have a second question for you. Do you fear? I mean, because you've obviously, you know, you've been ruffling some feathers. Have you had any kind of threats or any kind of activity going on that's suspicious around you?
Well, you know, I try not to think about that too much. I don't. I deliberately don't read a lot of comments or places I know where people are talking about me. My computer has been messed with quite a bit, so I'm always having to stay on top of that. And in fact, I think my website is down right now. It's being worked on, in case your listeners are trying to go there. But, you know, I don't think about it. I know that something bad happened to Loretta Fetty. I don't know if Barack Obama had anything to do with it. That's my suspicion, but I can't say for sure unless there's a full investigation by people who are trained to do that. I just think I've raised enough evidence and facts to warrant an investigation.
Well, I think that we all ought to make a note of this conversation today and let everybody be aware and protect your back and let everybody know that we're watching. If anything happens to you, we know what happened. And so we just need to get your back every way we can and help to protect you.
Well, thank you, Wayne.
Well,
that's very kind of you. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, because she has the guts to go after this and the wherewithal to do it. You know, it's one thing to do an investigation. It's another thing to know how to prove your point and to bring up the evidence. And I just commend Linda so very much. We need a bunch of Linda Jordans out there. We need people to come forward, have a passion about something, and then stick with it. And that's what she has done. And I really salute you, Linda, for all that you've done. Let's go to our final caller, Mike in VA. Well, not final, but Mike in Virginia. You're on the air with Linda Jordan. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing?
We're blessed. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, how you doing? You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, yeah, your last call at all. Why is this man still in office? I mean, with all the controversy surrounding him and all the people who have disappeared and whatever, this is ridiculous. I mean, we should definitely be going. I mean, I go on Facebook and I post stuff all over that thing, and I'm in contact with 200-300 people a month, and I've been in the quote-unquote Patriot movement for 30 years, and I've never seen anybody with so much controversy around him than this man, and yet he's mm-hmm. going off. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, he's got people protecting him. It's obvious, Mike, that he has people protecting him. But I'll go to you, Linda, for the answer. Yeah, but Linda, the answer for you is...
Well, like you said, there are people protecting him. I don't know what the motives are. I mean, at first, I'm sure the motive was anything to get him into office. But I think a lot of people who may have thought something was wrong but didn't do anything, I think maybe now they think it's too late to try and do something. I don't think it is. It's never too late to right a wrong. And always it would be a valuable effort to try and save our country and protect our country, which is, that's what how I saw my original involvement was. Other people were out there sacrificing, trying to...
Okay, we've got a break. We've got to go to this three-minute break, and we'll be back with Linda Jordan. Three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back the final segment. It's 54 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Linda Jordan today. Birtherreport.com, birtherreport.com. And we're talking to Linda about the issues with the alleged president. You know, I can only say that because of the people protecting him, you know, and it would seem that Sheriff Arpaio would be going after him in a criminal offensive way, given the fact that he has done several criminal things, like using his Social Security card and also falsifying his SSN, falsifying his selective service
right.
card.
Absolutely, and he's used a federal computer to perpetrate fraud. He put that birth certificate on the White House website to convince us that he was a citizen of this country and to basically tell us now, shut up, stop questioning my citizenship.
Right.
Here's my real birth certificate. It's a fraudulent document. He did it so that we would believe something that isn't true about him, and that's a crime. And it's a crime that crosses every single state line. And Arpaio should be filing charges, but here's the thing. Sheriffs don't file charges. Prosecutors do.
Oh, good point. Good point.
You have to have he gathers the evidence of the crime, which he has done a fantastic job of doing that, and now he needs a prosecutor to take the ball and file the charges, and he can't find one.
Wow. That's scary right there. That
yes,
is scary.
Is.
Anything else that you'd like to add? We don't have much time left on our discussion, but anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I would just encourage people who want to see the truth come out about who Barack Obama is and who want him to, pay the penalty for his crime for using fake ID to keep the pressure on.
Mm-hmm.
Call your congressman, call your local sheriff. And just don't give up hope. We can do something. I think we can have an impact, and we can bring this guy to justice.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. One final caller, David in South Dakota. David, quickly, go ahead, please, with Linda
okay.
Jordan.
Linda Jordan, I'm kind of in a situation like you where people either could or have made threats on my life, and I find that if you go to the local sheriff, the local police chief, and the local county judge where you
mm-hmm.
live, where you reside and spend most of your time, and explain to them what things that have happened, that you have no intention of not living till you're 85 years old, and would they please put a close observation on your premises? A lot of times you'll get two or three times in a 24-hour day a police car will go by and check to make sure everything is good in your around your house.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. You know, there's all kinds of things that people can do to protect themselves, but I do think going to your local sheriff and letting them know what you do. I've done that. You know, when I was going up against the Department of Defense over the Gulf War illness issue, I went to my sheriff and said, oh, by the way, you know, the DOD is not very happy with me right now. And I'm sure you've done that, haven't you already, Linda?
No, I haven't.
You might want to consider that.
Yeah, I appreciate your concern.
Well, we love you and thank you very much for all the work you've done.
You
are amazing. Thank you. Keep up the good work. And I believe that our Heavenly Father protects the truth. He loves the truth and he loves those that love the truth. Have a blessed day, Linda.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so very much. We'll see you tomorrow. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Wilson and, I just lost the other name of the guest tomorrow. Anyway, we will have a good time tomorrow. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, bless you all. And we love you at the Power Hour. If you're interested in the Gary Null retreat, give us a call because we're filling up like really, really fast. We'll see you tomorrow.